Live from the Learfield Network Studios, this is the College Scoreboard.
Got a push in. Good evening and good afternoon, my friends, across the great state of Alabama in the southeastern United States. I'm Brian Houseworth, live in studio. 1247 is our time. We wish you a happy new year as well. This is your Alabama Power Scoreboard Update. Latest scores at the SEC and around the nation. Alabama Power is a proud supporter of the Crimson Tide. Alabama Power is power for a better Alabama. Well, what a very interesting first half. Obviously, we had the rainstorm move through in Tampa. Alabama turning the ball over three times. We're at the half right now. Michigan leading number 11, Alabama, by a score of 16-10, and that is despite the three turnovers. Our halftime highlights are presented by Toyota. Visit your local Toyota dealers or explore SethToyota.com today. No matter your destination, Toyota goes with you. Toyota, let's go places. When you talk about Alabama, number 11 team in the land, you think about the Tide quarterback, Jalen Milroe. Workmanlike, yes, he did struggle with some of those turnovers. Really turned it on, though, in that second quarter. Really, the last several minutes there. 7 of 12 through the air, 98 yards, a big touchdown. Robbie Utes.
From right at the 25, Milroe, empty backfield, gets the snap. Looking, firing downfield, has a man, catch is made, touchdown Alabama. Robbie Utes finds the end zone on a 24-yard strike from Milroe, and Bama is on the board.
That's how it sounded on the CTSN, the great Chris Stewart there on the call. Nick Sheraton's Tide offense, 163 yards of offense. They've outgained the Wolverines. The Wolverines have only had 110 yards of offense. Difference in the game right now has been the turnovers. And again, our halftime report for our halftime highlights brought to you by Toyota. They go with you, Toyota. Let's go places. We've got some big games going on as well coming up here shortly on CBS here in about 11 minutes. Tony, the Tigers Sun Bowl, Louisville taking on Washington. Should be a big ball game. Jeff Brohm's Cardinals coming in at 8-4. Now, they have Isaac Brown. He has 1,100 yards through the ground and on the ground, but they are without Ja'Cory Brooks. The Cardinal running back has decided to opt out, if you will. Louisville in Washington, the Cardinals again 8-4. Some big games as well coming up here shortly involving SEC teams. Citrus Bowl will kick off here in an hour and 11 minutes in Orlando, right up I-4 from Tampa. Number 15, South Carolina. Number 20, Illinois. Gamecocks in Illinois are 9-3. Carolina red hot, folks. They've won six straight. Lenore Sellers is their quarterback. 24 touchdowns altogether. Illinois has a great quarterback as well, Luke Altmyer. You'll be watching them both on Sundays here in a few years. Texas Bowl coming up 2:30 today, and that will be in Houston, NRG Stadium. Baylor and LSU. Brian Kelly's Tigers are 8-4, got a very good quarterback, Garrett Nussmeier, 26 touchdown throws, number two in the SEC. Speaking of the SEC, they are 5-3 overall right now. That's not counting the Alabama game. All-State Sugar Bowl tomorrow night, 7:45, Caesars Superdome, New Orleans. What a matchup. Number seven, Notre Dame. Number two, Georgia. Mike Bobo, the Georgia offensive coordinator, against the Irish defensive coordinator, Al Golden. Kind of like a chess match. Going to be very interesting to see what kind of plans they line up. Irish running back is Jeremiah Love. What a season he has had, the young man from St. Louis. Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl is also coming up tomorrow. Number five, Texas. Number four, Arizona State. Sun Devils, number seven in the nation in turnover margin as well. Tax Slayer Gator Bowl. It'll be Duke taking on number 14 Ole Miss. That'll be a Thursday game. That'll be at Everbank Stadium, the Rebels' fifth straight bowl appearance. The Rebels are 9-3. They were 11-2 last year. Duke, a very good team. Manny Diaz is their coach. You may remember that name. He was the head coach in waiting many years ago at the University of Texas. That never quite happened. He is their coach. They are 9-3. We've had some very interesting games elsewhere in the SEC, some interesting games in college football. I'll get to all that coming up. And John Denver, the great song that he sang many years ago in the 1970s, that played in the background as Rich Rodriguez was introduced as the next football coach at West Virginia. All that and more coming up. You're listening to Alabama Football on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield.